The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Michael Carruth is with me now. Gold medalist, of course, Barcelona 92. Michael, good to talk to you again. So since we last talked, Kelly Harrington through to an Olympic final tonight against the Chinese boxer Yang Wenlu. What can we expect?
Well, I hope it's an easy one, but it's not going to be. I think the final's never known the air, you know. So, listen, this Chinese girl, she's got good pedigree as well. She actually has a win over Kelly, I believe, in the World Championships a few years back. But that's, you know, Kelly has improved so much over the last couple of years, you know. So, listen, it's, you know, whoever holds the nerve, you know, whoever gets the punches off the right time, that's like what it's about now, you know. So, it's... she's done it once, there's no reason why she can't do it twice.
How impressed have you been by Kelly in her fights up until now?
I loved her first two fights. She was just so controlled. Now, obviously, she had a tougher fight in her third fight, and she controlled that as well. You know, she had to dig in. You know, it was a tough old brawl, the two of them, and I'm glad that there's no injuries from it as well, because it could take a lot over that type of fight, you know. So, she weathered the storm and then she beat the girl quite easy, you know. So and that's what she's doing. She's so calm. It's brilliant watching her fighting.
I know when we were talking, there was kind of hopes for maybe three medals from the boxers, and there was a few upsets along the way, and it got off to kind of not the start certainly the people wanted. But Kelly bringing home another Olympic medal, like a double gold medalist from the Olympics, would be incredible, wouldn't it? What an achievement.
That would be the greatest ever, you know, there's no question about it. You know, double Olympic champion, that's phenomenal. And, you know, we've had, obviously, Katie being an Olympic champion and myself back in 32 years ago now, the next year, you know. So, I'm a bit disappointed for the rest of the team as well, that I thought some of them were really, really outdone in relation to refereeing and judging. You know, so
Do you think so, Michael? Sorry, because I know people were saying that, but I have to say I just don't know the fight game well enough to know whether somebody has been outdone. You certainly felt that watching it.
Without question, Dana Morehouse was hijacked. You know, I mean, that was a terrible decision. She won that fight every day of the week. You know what I mean? And then Ava Roque, you know, the girl that got 16 cautions against her, you know, you're only supposed to get two cautions and then you get a public warning. You get a public warning, you get a point taken off you. Okay, you don't go back to cautions anymore. You go to warning. So again, if she failed again, she would get a warning. That's another point taken off her. And if she failed again, she's disqualified. You know, but the man gave her 16 cautions after he gave her a warning. You know.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing. Some of those referees are just, you know, they really don't. You know?
Yeah.
And they have to do something about it. You know, because it's not just happening to Irish boxers, it's happening to everybody around the globe in that regard, because the refereeing and judging this year was absolutely despicable.
Yeah, and we saw that a couple of Morehouse's judges were stood down afterwards, not judging any more fights, which is a pretty bad sign.
Unfortunately, that's too late for
it. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, it's a bit like Michael Conlon the last time out. You know what I mean? It's easy to stand down the judges afterwards. It doesn't help Mick Conlon.
Yeah. So, but with that now, we've got a lot of young kids there as well. You get Dana, you got Jude Bellamy, you got Dean Clancy, you know, all in around the 21, 22 marker. Jack Marley, 21 years old. You know, so it's great. You know, sometimes, you know, in the boxing as well, you know, getting to an Olympics is great. You know, obviously winning a medal is even better. But, you know, the experience that you get going to Olympic Games is second to none. It's not a World Championships. It's not a European Games. It's not a Commonwealth Games. It's an Olympic Games. You know, the whole world are there. You know what I mean? And it's a great thing to, you know, to become an Olympian for us. But obviously, you know, winning a medal and representing your country is the biggest part of it. You know, so
listen, back to the fight tonight. What type of fighter is the Chinese boxer? How is she going to approach this?
She's a bit technical as well, so that might suit Katie as well. She's not a brawler, you know, so she's a bit technical as well. So she likes to box herself. And Kelly, there's no one better than Kelly. And the beautiful thing about Kelly is Kelly can switch. She can go orthodox, southpaw, orthodox. You know what I mean? That means leading with your left or leading with your right. You know what I mean? So with that, she might have to try that a few times because, you know, again, as I was saying earlier on, you know, you go into a fight with about 10 different plans. You know, you stick to one's not working. Being a good boxer, you change it yourself, or your coaches are screaming at you to change it, you know, things like that. But I think it'll be more technical than physical in that regard, which I think will suit Kelly, you know, in that regard as well. But I'm not taking anything away from this Chinese girl as well. She's getting her way to an Olympic final as well. But I won't be shouting for her by that way.
No, listen, we're all going to be in Kelly's corner tonight. We look forward to it. Michael, great to talk to you as always. Thanks a million. Michael Caruth, who himself, of course, has one gold medal in the back pocket. Barcelona 1992. We hope Kelly Harrington will make it two medals in her back pocket by this evening. Certainly two medals. We hope there'll be two gold. Either way, she is bringing a medal back to Ireland.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.